expression.
Welcome to Midpoint Monday on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org. I'm Sean Canaan. Election Day is a week from tomorrow, so we're going to concentrate today on two of the most important races on the ballot, president and a congressional seat in the Sarasota, Manatee, and Hillsborough County areas. Later on in the show, we're going to hear part of a debate between the two candidates facing off in Congressional District 16, incumbent Republican Vern Buchanan and Democratic challenger Margaret Good. Is this your district? Who do you support? We'll open up the phone lines later in the show. But first up, normally at this point in the election season, several presidential candidates have visited the Tampa Bay area. Joe Biden will be in Tampa on Thursday, but President Trump has not been here since a private fundraiser in Pinellas a few months ago. Right now, we're going to hear from another presidential candidate who did speak this month in Tampa. Gloria LaRiva is the presidential nominee for the Party for Socialism and Liberation. We'll hear part of her Tampa speech that was streamed on the state party's Facebook page. There's a little bit of wind noise during parts of it, but I tried to tamp that down a little bit. And Gloria LaRiva spoke a week ago yesterday on the waterfront in downtown Tampa's Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park.
If Biden wins, we're not going to stop fighting. In fact, we have to fight even more because we have to make sure that people don't wait and wait for something to happen, because nothing will happen to favor the working class and poor people of this country until we fight to make it happen. Can anyone tell me what politician advocated to make $15 an hour a possibility? It's happened in some cities. Who first said we need to double, more than double the minimum wage of this country for people to be able to have something to live on by their wages? Who can name the politician? You can't, because no politician ever said it. They were too afraid because they're in the pockets of big business. It was the workers, the low-wage workers at McDonald's, Walmart, Burger King, who went on strike without any rights, without any union. They were helped and promoted by the unions, SEIU and other unions. That's who made $15 an hour a viable wage. That made people realize it is a good idea. Well, we say $20. In those years that it started, the cost of living has gone up, right? We say $20 an hour minimum wage. It's what people need. But I point out the issue of the minimum wage and $15 because everything the workers have ever won, what the people have won, whether it was the end of apartheid South, segregation that was legal in the South and many parts of the United States, it was a black uprising, the civil rights, the black liberation movement that made it change, that made Johnson sign the Voting Rights Act, the civil rights law, that made U.S. Supreme Court rule against segregation. It was the people that made it happen. How did women win our rights to our privacy, to control our own lives and bodies? It was the women's movement of the 60s, 70s, and even the 50s that made the Supreme Court sign the pen in favor of Roe versus Wade, which is at risk right now. And how did the war in Vietnam end? Well, first it was the Vietnamese who successfully defeated the U.S., but it was the fact that a quarter of the army, the soldiers, refused to fight in Vietnam anymore because they knew it was a war of conquest. They knew it was an unjust war. And too many soldiers died in Vietnam fighting a war of aggression that they were fooled into thinking was a war for democracy. And today the U.S. is preparing, trying to overthrow the government of Venezuela, a just government, a revolutionary government that's trying to meet the needs of the people and doing a very good job, even with a major total blockade by the United States. Cinco properties, that has stolen their gold in the banks, that has stolen their billions of dollars in international banks, and is plotting for the overthrow, including military force if they decide. And Cuba, we have this banner of Cuba to say end the 60-year blockade of Cuba. We're in the state of Florida, where politicians like Marco Rubio or Eliana Rosletinen and others, Lincoln Diaz-Balart, these fascist-minded Cubans, who I don't think can call themselves Cuban, because they're carrying out a war against Cuba on behalf of U.S. imperialism. But Cuba is really an example of what a socialist country can do when the people are in power. For 60 years, they resisted the United States. For 60 years, they resisted biological warfare by the U.S., invasion, blockade, denial of food and medicine. And you know what? In Cuba, less than 130 people have died of COVID-19. How do they do it? They have a national health care plan. They have a president and a government that follows science, that follows the direction and advice of science, that is respected by the people, that says stay home, wear a mask, because it's a country where you don't have landlords, where you don't have evictions. Nobody is evicted from their house, so nobody had to worry about going outside to find money to pay the rent, or is facing eviction right now. That doesn't happen in Cuba because it's socialist. And a country that has free health care, where nobody pays, where there's contact tracing, where everyone who is positive or has been in touch with someone positive is followed carefully to make sure that if they get symptoms, they are hospitalized.
Well, that's part of a speech by Gloria LaRiva. You'll see her as one of the seven choices for president on the Florida ballot. We're going to hear the second half of that speech in just a moment. LaRiva is the presidential nominee of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, or PSL. Her vice presidential running mate is Sunil Freeman. Don't forget, later on in the show, we're going to bring you parts of a debate between Vern Buchanan and Margaret Good, so I hope you stay tuned. If you'd like to comment on what you're hearing right now, you can give us a call at 813-239-9663. And you can also email us at dj@wmnf.org. You can text 813-433-0885. If we have some people on the line, we'll probably, after I run this segment in 5 minutes or so, I'll probably want to hear what you have to say about that. So you can call us right now, 813-239-9663. But so right now we're going to bring you the second half of this speech from last week in Tampa. She was speaking by the Hillsborough River in Tampa's Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. That's why there's a little bit of wind noise, but I think it's still audible. One of the only presidential candidates who has visited the Tampa Bay area recently. That might change. That's going to change on Thursday when former Vice President Joe Biden comes to Tampa to speak. But so here, let's listen to the second half of this speech from last week in Tampa by Party for Socialism and Liberation presidential nominee Gloria LaRiva.
What we could do in this country with all the wealth of the United States, sisters and brothers, what we could do with the productive capacity, all the factories that run and those that have been shut down, the immense land that we have in the United States, and millions of workers who want to work, even people who've never had a job, the youth, especially Black, Latino, and poor white youth who don't have a chance to have a job, especially in the pandemic. We are fighting for justice. We're fighting police brutality. Everywhere that there's been a murder carried out, we have been in the streets fighting for the people. Here in Tampa as well, in Sarasota, whether it's Lavanya Regent or Rodney Mitchell. Every city I've gone to, people say, can you please mention the people who've been murdered lately? Every city there's been victims. Ever since Mike Brown was murdered, where I was in Ferguson, after he was killed, more than 6,500 people have been murdered, gunned down by the police. People have been brought up in this country thinking, well, that's how it goes. It's always that way. It's the way everywhere. But no, it's not. Not even in England. In 5 years, in five where in Albuquerque, 27 people had been murdered by the cops in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You had 3 people shot, nobody killed. We don't want those people shot either. But that's the difference between even European countries and the United States. Because the U.S. was built on slavery. The U.S. wealth was built on slave labor. And after the end of slavery, black people never got justice. Not only did they never get justice, they ended up in prisons that were created for peonage labor to force them under any kind of charge to work as slaves. And then after that came all the reforms that many working people enjoyed. The GI Bill that was won after the end of World War II, when so many workers were needed, and workers were needed to go to college and get an education, because workers up to that time were not entitled to college. But black workers, for the most part, were denied. They did not benefit from that. And then came the housing covenants from Los Angeles to New York, around this country, where black people couldn't buy a house in many parts of the United States. When Social Security was passed, black workers again didn't benefit as a whole, because they were mostly domestic workers or agricultural workers who were not covered by Social Security at the time. And so it's taken a struggle. It's why right now, today, last year, we've been calling for, and even before that, we called for reparations for black people, reparations for Native people, reparations as a way to begin to level the playing field, to raise up people who've been denied discrimination, racism, brutal racism, white supremacy. But we have hope. We have hope in the Black Lives Matter struggle. We have hope in the fact that black, white youth and many others are marching, defying police tear gas, defying rubber bullets, defying the clubs, defying the brutality, to say no more police killings. So sisters and brothers, I will end by saying that don't despair by whomever wins the election. I looked at the Tampa paper this morning. Look at the section on the elections. It's their special feature. It says, learn, this is your voting guide. This is who to vote for. Who do you think they have for president? Biden and Trump. In fact, most people, when we've been campaigning, go, we tell them we're voting for president. Are you voting for Biden? You're for Biden, right? So, no, we're a presidential candidate. They can't believe it. I mean, we're shut out of the race. But we have power. Change in this country will not come by elections. But we participate in it to bring our program. To bring a program of demanding the freedom of Leonard Peltier and all political prisoners. Leonard Peltier, 44 years, almost 45, in prison in Coleman, near Orlando, and near Tampa and Orlando. I visited him in February. He was our vice presidential candidate till he became ill and couldn't continue. But he's a great hero to people. He's a hero to Native people and all those who support justice. We want freedom for Mumia Abu-Jamal. We want freedom from Atula Shakur and all political prisoners. And we want the emptying of the prisoners, of the vast majority of those who are behind bars. They don't belong behind bars. So I will end there, sisters and brothers, to say, as we said earlier, stop the war on black America. Free Leonard Peltier. Vote socialist and fight for socialism. After the race, we're going to be in the streets. We're not going to disappear like others do.
Well, that was part of a speech by Gloria LaRiva. She is the presidential nominee for the Party for Socialism and Liberation. She spoke a week ago yesterday in downtown Tampa's Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. What did you think? Is she someone that you voted for or that you might consider voting for in the next week or so? The president's race is on all Floridians' ballots. And so the number to call in is 813 813- 239-9663. You can also email dj@wmnf.org. You can text 813-433-0885. It's 12:20 in the afternoon. You're listening to 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, WMNF.org. My name is Sean Canaan, and I'm the host of Midpoint Monday. And I just want to remind you that later on in the show, we are going to hear about another race, not the presidential race this time. We're going to hear from the two candidates who are running for a local race in Congress. Vern Buchanan and Margaret Good face off in the Sarasota, Manatee, and Hillsborough County areas. But we do have someone on the line. Mike, you told me a couple weeks ago that you voted for Gloria LaRiva. Why?
That's right. Yeah, I was very impressed by her speech you just gave and the things you said. And most of all, I was taken aback by the fact that the newspapers just listed Trump and Biden as the candidates for president on the voter guide. I think that was very unfair and very undemocratic. And they should have listed all the candidates.
And I checked that because I have that section still. It's a week old, but I hung on to it because it's super thick. It's like the thickness of a normal, maybe even larger, thicker than a normal front section. Mm-hmm. So I just assumed when I heard her say that, I'm like, I don't remember that being the case, but I looked back and she was right. Mm-hmm. They have their comprehensive voter guide and they listed exactly two candidates, but there are seven candidates running for president in Florida, and there's actually several write-ins as well.
That's right, and they still list them all, including the write-ins.
That would definitely be one way to do it. So I appreciate your feedback, Mike. Anything else?
No, I just want to know that I called Joe Biden Joe and our welfare. Homeless maker never met a war he didn't like, Biden.
All right, thanks for calling in, Mike. I appreciate that. If you'd like to join this conversation, 813-239-9663. You can also email dj@wmnf.org. You can text 813-433-0885. And later on in the show, if you want to talk about Gloria LaRiva or any of the presidential candidates, that's fine. But we are going to move on right now. Just after this very short music break, we're going to hear from the candidates for Congress in a local race here in the Hillsborough, South Hillsborough, all of Manatee County, and Northern Sarasota County. Vern Buchanan is the current member of Congress, and Margaret Good, they're facing off in District 16, Congressional District 16. It's easy for me to say. We'll be right back in about 30 seconds, but just stay with us. You're listening to WMNF Tampa. You're listening to WMNF's Midpoint Monday. I'm Sean Canaan. We turn now to a second important race in today's show. It's on next Tuesday's general election ballot, and that's a race for Congress, one of the ones that's happening in our area. Florida's 16th Congressional District includes all of Manatee County, plus Northern Sarasota County and Southern Hillsborough. It's been represented by Republican Congressmember Vern Buchanan since a redistricting in 2013. He represented the parts of the area before that as well. He's being challenged by Democratic State Representative Margaret Good, and we're going to hear part of their debate from Friday in just a moment, and I'd like to get your input. Have you already voted? Did you vote in person? How long was your wait? Who are you supporting? I'd like to hear about your experience. Here's the number again, 813-239-9663. You can also email dj@wmnf.org. You can text 813-433-0885. The debate you're about to hear was streamed by Manatee Educational Television. It's also called METV. And Florida Politics reported on an internal Vern Buchanan campaign poll that gives the sitting member of Congress a 15-point lead over his challenger, Margaret Good. But we're going to hear from both of them right now. Let's hear their opening statements, beginning with Vern Buchanan.
Thank you, Charles. And I want to thank METV for what you do for the community. And Margaret, nice to see you. Look forward to a great debate. The question I always get asked by a lot of people, Vern, why do you do this? And I try to share with them and be very candid about it. I grew up in a blue-collar family, one of six kids. My parents both worked in the factories. I was the oldest of the six kids, first one in my family to go to college, went in the service for 6 years. My wife here, we've been married 44 years, just celebrated our anniversary. But in 1976, we started up a little printing center, a couple of stores. Those two stores went to 800 stores, 44 states and Canada. Sold our business, Merrill Lynch, and we had an opportunity to come to Florida. So I've been in Florida since 92, but down in Tampa since about 95. And then we did a roll up and bought, you know, 20 some car dealerships. So we've had, you know, that. So my thought is, I'm in a position where I want to just try to give something back. We've been blessed. We've got six grandkids. We're very excited about that. And what we want to try to do is make a difference. We've passed, since I've been in Congress, 22 bills. Sometimes people might think they're not as significant as others, but there's a lot of significant work that's been done. You know, billions and billions of dollars. Based on this community, their need, I feel like I go fight for them and do everything I can to kind of maximize what we're doing here. One of my first things is right down the street here, Ware's Creek, where we got $50 million. For 25 years, nobody got it. So I tell people I'm humble to be a congressman, but at the end of the day, I'm a representative, and I'm going to do everything I can to fight for the issues in these various communities. And I think I've been very successful in terms of doing 22 bills, and there's a lot more we're going to continue to fight for. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Buchanan. Ms. Good, your opening statement. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Charles, and thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone at Manatee Educational Television for putting this on, and thank you to everyone that's watching. My name is Margaret Good, and I'm running to be your next Congresswoman. I come from a family of service. My father, a fourth-generation Floridian, was a pastor, and my mother is a retired nurse. So it makes sense that I start out my career serving my community in the nonprofit field for nonprofits like City Year and United Way. And then I went back to law school because I love the law, and I love a good argument. But my values are really deeply rooted in service. And so when I started seeing our representatives not actually representing us, caring more about themselves than the people that they serve, it made me really mad. And so I decided to do something about it. I ran for the State House and I won. And in Tallahassee, I have worked for the people that I serve. I have fought for our schools. I've fought for our small businesses. And I worked across the aisle to combat red tide. But now here we are in a fight much bigger than red tide. Coronavirus has taken upwards of 200,000 American lives and has wrecked our economy. And we need leadership to help get us back on track. I have worked with constituents fight the broken unemployment system. I've held town halls for small businesses to help navigate these uncharted waters, because that's what I think leadership should look like. And that's why I'm running for Congress, because for me, it's not about whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's about having somebody who actually shows up and does the work for you. And that's what I'll do.
Well, that's Margaret Good. She is challenging Vern Buchanan for Florida's 16th congressional district in Manatee, Sarasota, and Hillsborough counties. Their debate Friday was moderated by Charles Clapsaddle, the general manager of Manatee Educational Television. And we're going to hear from them in just a second. I just want to give out the phone number again. There are a couple people on the line. We're going to do one more soundbite, and then we'll go to the phones. But I'll give out the number right now if you want to get in the queue. 813-239-9663, dj@wmnf.org, or text 813-433-0885. How was your voting experience? Did you vote in person or by mail, or do you plan to vote on election day? How long was your wait? And who are you supporting? I especially would like to hear from people in this district, of course, in the Manatee County and parts of Sarasota and parts of Hillsborough counties. But of course, anywhere, who are you voting for? And remember that earlier we had a presidential candidate. We heard from them, Gloria LaRiva. So you could talk about your presidential picks as well. But let's go back to the debate between Vern Buchanan and Margaret Good. We're going to hear right now their responses to a question from Charles Clapsaddle about the coronavirus pandemic, and the Democrat Margaret Good will start the responses.
As a member of Congress, what plans or policies and procedures would you like to see in place as we continue to fight this pandemic? And what do you see as working, and what do we need to change? Mm-hmm. You have 2 minutes.
I have spent so much time talking to constituents about the issues that are facing them. We have so many seniors that are worried about getting sick. Their friends are getting sick. Some of them are dying. They're spending too much time in isolation. We have got families who are experiencing economic insecurity, sometimes for the first time in their lives. And we have a failed response, frankly. These things wouldn't be happening if we would have done what we needed to do to begin with, if we had good contact tracing, if we had real testing early on, and if we had transparency around what this coronavirus was doing to us, how it spreads, and what we need to do to make sure that it stops. When I get to Congress, I will make sure that we treat the public health crisis like what it is, a crisis. I will follow science, and I will follow the experts. And I will work to ensure that we provide relief for the people that need it. There are still 1 million people in Florida that are unemployed through no fault of their own. And unfortunately, our current representative has turned his back. He's taken $7 million of PPP loans for himself. And then when he had the opportunity to help us, to help people with unemployment benefits, he voted against extending unemployment benefits. He voted to allow insurance companies to drop people with pre-existing conditions, and COVID is a pre-existing condition. He voted against paid sick leave for healthcare workers. This is not the kind of representation we deserve. We need real leadership moving forward that understands the hardship that's going on in this community and will take real action.
Thank you, Ms. Good. Mr. Buchanan, your response, sir, you have 2 minutes.
Yeah, let me say this is very personal to me in many ways, but Gary Tibbetts from this community did a lot for Manatee County, was our representative here for 10 years. We lost him in this battle, in this fight. I think he was the first staffer in Congress to lose that we've lost. But we've been engaged from day one. China, back in January, we wanted to stop the flights in terms of coming into the country. We've supported and tried to push for telehealth, which is something that's very, very important to seniors. They're taking advantage of now. Vaccines, we want free vaccines for all the seniors. So we are aggressively working on multiple fronts in terms of this. In terms of my opponent, she's so unbelievably hypocritical. In terms of PPP, her firm took it. Her husband's firm took it. It's disgusting because she doesn't really want to talk about the issues. Frankly, she talks a good game, but I've introduced 22 bills that become law. She's introduced whatever bill she's introduced, she's done zero in terms of becoming law. So it's 22-0. She has no track record, hasn't done anything in terms of making a difference for this community. And the difference is, I'm viewed as one of the most bipartisan, effective members of Congress, and she's one of the most partisan members, and you can't get anything done in Tallahassee or in Washington unless you work with the other side. She talks about working with the other side, but clearly she doesn't work with the other side at all. She would have some accomplishments. My first couple of years here, we got the Veterans Cemetery done for $27 million. It's probably over $50, $60 million today. Where's Creek? I got asked. We got that done. So I deliver. She talks. I deliver. That's the big difference between the two of us. And then the track record before that, she's done little or nothing. So the bottom line is, I've got a track record of accomplishments, creating thousands of jobs, and she's got a track record of talk and no action.
All right, thank you, Mr. Buchanan. The next question.
If I may rebut.
Rebuttal, 1 minute rebuttal for Ms. Good.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clapsaddle. You know, it's not my firm. And I have no ownership stake in it. But I think the important thing here is I'm not criticizing Mr. Buchanan for taking the $7 million. I'm criticizing him for not doing his job. He took the $7 million of government money, but then when it was when he could have represented us, when he could have done things to make our lives better, he didn't. He didn't extend the unemployment benefits. He did not do the things that matter to the people in this community. When, as soon as I got to Tallahassee, I got to work. In the summer of 2018, I worked across the aisle with Senator Gruters to get a stormwater bill filed that we ultimately got passed. That's not what Vern Buchanan did. Vern Buchanan, at the height of red tide, voted to cut provisions in the Clean Water Act.
Charles, let me just respond.
A one-minute rebuttal for Mr. Buchanan.
Yeah. Let me just say, you did benefit. You're an employee of the firm. The money, you don't understand business at all. The money goes to the employees, not to the owners. So let me just tell you that you did benefit. Otherwise, you've been unemployed. I can tell you that's where the money goes. Go talk to any small business people, and they'll tell you that. Secondly, in terms of unemployment, I did support unemployment. You're in charge the last three years. I agree with you. We have one of the worst systems in terms of Florida in the country. And that's your job, not my job, to fix that. You had 3 years, you did nothing, and you have no track record of getting anything done. In terms of red tide, I was able to, my bill, generate $8 million and over $100 million. I supported other projects in terms of red tide and other algae-type blooms. So don't talk about the idea that you did this or that. You've done nothing, zero. We've checked it. And also, I've talked to many people in Tallahassee. You're one of the most partisan members in the legislature. There's no question about it. You have no friends on the other side of the aisle, and that's why you don't get anything done.
Well, that's Republican Congressmember Vern Buchanan. He represents Florida's 16th Congressional District in Manatee, Sarasota, and Hillsborough counties. Before him, we heard his challenger, Democrat Margaret Good. Is this your district, and how well has Buchanan represented you? He said there that he is one of the most bipartisan members of Congress and one of the most effective members of Congress. Have you decided who you're voting for? Here's the number to call in. We're going to go to the phones in just a second. We do have some emails and phone callers to get to before we continue with hearing from this debate. The number to call in, 813-239-9663. You can text us at 813-433-0885 or email dj@wmnf.org. And I'm going to read a couple of these short emails that came in. These are about Gloria LaRiva in the speech we heard earlier in the show. She's running for president. Peggy writes in and says, I'm a Democrat and I like her views. I want the Socialist and Green Party platforms incorporated into the Democratic Party platform. So thank you for that email, Peggy. Also, Bill writes in, I haven't voted yet, but I do love Gloria and Leonard Peltier and the Peace and Freedom Party, who I vote for as my biz. But to give you a clue, if we did ranked choice voting, my choices would be number one, Gloria LaRiva, and the Peace and Freedom Party is what he says, but it's actually the PSL, the Party for Socialism and Liberation here in Florida. Howie Hawkins, Green Party, is number two. Number three, he says, Uncle Joe, Dem Party, unless I see another one I like better than maybe fourth or fifth. The Republican Party is the only one off the table for me, says Bill in Holiday. So thank you, Bill. And that does remind me that we haven't talked about ranked choice voting much in this election cycle, which is unfortunate. I believe it's Maine is using it for the presidential election for the first time this year. And, you know, it's definitely something to look into. It eliminates the spoiler effect. It guarantees that the winner has more than 50% support. It's I mean, there's a lot of things to consider when it comes to ranked choice voting. It's also called instant runoff voting. That used to be the term, but I think ranked choice voting is more in vogue right now. You rank your choices. Here's my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 choices. And the choices gradually get eliminated as people don't meet the 50% threshold or as they come in last. It's hard for me to explain in just a sentence or two, but essentially you rank your candidates in your preference, and you might have 3 or 4 preferences. All right. Thanks so much, Larry. And I'm sorry, I'm going to go now to Larry. I'm going to get to some other emails and some other calls in just a second, but Larry wants to talk about his voting experience. Hi, Larry.
Yes. Thank you. I went to the Starkey Road site. I voted in person. There was no wait time at all, and I voted for Joe Biden. Please, get out and vote, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, and you're not there anymore, are you? Okay, thanks, Larry. Appreciate you calling in. We're going to, Robert, if you don't mind holding, I'm going to come back to you after we hear a little bit more from Vern Buchanan and Margaret Good, and also Mike from Tarpon Springs, who said he was voting third party. You're welcome to call back. I didn't get to get to you before you dropped off. But we're going to hear more now from Friday's debate. You're listening to WMNF Tampa. It's 12:40 in the afternoon. Moderator Charles Clapsaddle asked these two candidates about federal coronavirus assistance. We're going to first hear from Congressmember Vern Buchanan, a Republican, and then we'll hear from his challenger, Margaret Good, who is a Democrat.
As the congressional representative for the 16th District, what would you advocate for in the way of federal assistance for individuals as well as small and large businesses? And more importantly, what oversight and transparency would you include as a federal mandate for that economic package once it's developed? Well, Congressman Buchanan.
Let me just say, they've been debating back and forth. We're at $1.1 trillion. Pelosi, the speaker, was at $2.5 trillion. And I think they've closed that gap. But it's pretty clear to me Pelosi doesn't want a deal. If she wanted a deal, she could get a deal. I know a lot. I've worked closely with her in a sense over the years. And there's no question that she could get a deal if she wanted to get something done. Politically, she doesn't think it's in the best interest of her party. Otherwise, we would have a deal done. And I remember Ronald Reagan said, work on getting a half a loaf and then later work on the other half. I mean, I think we're up to $1.8 trillion and she hasn't accepted that. So unfortunately, it's just, you know, she has no interest in doing this until ideally something after the election. The other thing is that in terms of the economy, we've got to do everything we can to help small businesses be more successful. And most of the businesses, I chaired the chamber locally here, 2,000 businesses, most of them are 20 employees or less. Now, here's part of the reason why she can't get anything done is she can't make a difference on the economy, because the chamber, just like the U.S. chamber, the Florida chamber, they rate every politician, not by what they say, but by what they do, how they vote. Do you understand you got an F for small business, which creates the jobs? So you can't get the jobs and help the working families unless we can help small businesses be successful in the community. So that's where she's coming from. She can't work with anybody on the other side because she doesn't understand small business. She's never been in small business. She's never had to make a payroll. At the end of the day, that's the most critical thing. In the chamber I chaired here locally, 2,000 businesses, small businesses, most of them were 20, 25 employees or less, like I think her law firm is. That's what makes up America. So if you don't understand that and you're not into figuring out incentives and other things that I've created for startups and small businesses, that's the problem we've got, frankly, in terms of Tallahassee and Washington as well. We've got to find a way that we can work together on a bipartisan basis and get things done. I got an A, she's got an F. So you can go check it out, and that's the reality.
Thank you, Mr. Buchanan. Ms. Good, the same question for you about the federal response.
Thank you. You know, I think the difference here really could not be more clear. Mr. Buchanan is really good and really effective at getting things for himself. He got a tax cut for him and the 1%. 83% of that benefit went to him and other 1%, while the rest of us waited and wondered if we were going to get a couple of $100. That's not right. The same thing with this coronavirus PPP money, $7 million. And then he skips the vote on transparency. He thinks about business. When he thinks about business, he thinks about himself. When I think about coronavirus, I think about the people that I serve. I think about those small business owners who have called me up and said, Margaret, how do I get PPP? Do I need to switch banks? Do I need to fill out a different form? Why has doesn't my PPP come in? I think about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of unemployed people that have called my office seeking help because the unemployment system is so broken. I think about the people that have cried to me on the phone. I think about the constituent who called me because they needed to get into the hospital, but because of coronavirus protocols, they were not able to get in to see their dying husband. Those are the people that I think about, and those are the people that I work for. I believe that we need to continue to provide relief to the unemployed individuals who are unemployed through no fault of their own. We need to continue to provide relief to these small businesses that actually need relief. And just to be clear, on one of Mr. Buchanan's loans, the question was, how many jobs will this save? Zero. He is in it for himself. I am in it for the people of this district, and that is the difference.
Okay, thank you, Ms.
Charles.
One-minute rebuttal for Mr. Buchanan.
You say that in terms of unemployment, that's your responsibility. Don't put that on us. We passed the CARES Act, got $600 a week for 4 months. I supported that. It's got one of the worst systems in the country in terms of Florida. You've been there 3 years. What have you been doing? Secondly, you want to talk about, I'm talking to small business. Why don't you tell the small business people, you know, you understand A, B, C, D, F, right? You got an F. That's not me saying it. Anybody can go here and take a look. You're not for small business. You're for trial lawyers. Trial lawyers going after doctors, going after small business people. You're trying to bust up these businesses and take their business. That's what you do. Your firm, you get all your money from trial lawyers. Admit it. It's very anti-business. It's, you know, one of the trial lawyers' firms spent over $2-3 million a month in advertising. That's what you do. That's why you don't have any kind of recognition in business, is because you're a trial lawyer, and admit it. Okay? Check on the F. Go make a call after we check here. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, that is Republican Congressmember Vern Buchanan. He represents Florida's 16th Congressional District in Manatee, Sarasota, and Hillsborough counties. Before him, we heard his challenger, Democrat Margaret Good, and we're trying to get a gauge on what you think about this, about these candidates. The number to call in is 813-239-9663. We're going to go to the phones in just a second. It's 12:47 in the afternoon. You're listening to 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, WMNF.org. My name is Sean Canaan, and this is Midpoint Monday. We're listening to a debate between Vern Buchanan and Margaret Good, a Republican and a Democrat. They're running for Congress. Vern Buchanan is the incumbent. And it's in the Sarasota, Manatee, and Hillsborough area. And we have a comment from Bob in Sarasota. He writes, Vern Buchanan has been sued by his business partners 10 times, and the records have been sealed in court. So that's what Bob wanted to share with us. Also, David writes in, I didn't realize that Margaret Good's father is a fourth-generation Floridian. I like that. Politicians like Vern Buchanan and Rick Scott feel like carpetbaggers to me. I find it interesting that Buchanan's seat always seems to be at threat from the Democrats. I'm not sure if that reflects poorly on him or is more because of the demographics of the congressional district. So thank you for that comment there from David. And we have other text messages that we'll get to in just a bit. But Robert in Sarasota has been holding a while. Robert, I assume this is your congressional district. What would you like to say?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So before I make my comment, I'll just say I voted for Trump. And this was a strange election, similar to the last, that I think people are more divided in this country than ever when it comes to voting, and they'll literally vote for the candidate that they know is going to have more destruction on the people as a whole. So I don't know why either politician on either side is spending that kind of money in debates and in propaganda in my mailbox, because everybody that goes in those voting booths is going right down the voting ballot and voting either Republican for everybody or Democrat for everybody. That's a strong opinion of mine, and it's how I feel as well. Most of the people, I have it fact checked, but Vern Buchanan has been in my community for years and years. I bought two vehicles, 1995, 1996, from Pelican Ford before it was Sarasota Ford. And the man has a lot of employees. He employs a lot of people. He gives back to the community, and I've never heard any of his employees ever talk an ill word about him. During the housing market crash, I was making $80,000 a year. I lost my job. My house was in the countrywide mortgage debacle. So instead of taking government money like a lot of people, I was raised to keep my head down and keep fighting it. So I literally, as a 40-year-old man 15 years ago, valeted cars for a friend of mine that had a valet business in downtown Sarasota, where I actually came across Vern and shook his hand. I valeted his car, and it was a bad time for working middle-class people. Never once did I want to spit in his eye or tell him politicians weren't working hard for Floridians, because he took a hit on his businesses too. I don't like Margaret Good and her stance of almost punishing businessmen like they do Donald Trump. They punish businessmen that are politicians as some sort of reason that they're no good because they've worked 7 days a week and they fought tooth and nail, took incredible risks, and worked hard 7 days a week. These guys have work ethic like none of the people that are discriminating against them. So in a nutshell, the long and short is Vern Buchanan can't be in this town and do bad things and not have stuff come up to the surface. It's a town where everybody knows everybody, and if the guy was a scoundrel, it would have come out decades ago. He has done nothing but contribute to black tie affairs and fundraisers in this town, and I salute a businessman that works as hard as he does and takes the risk that he does, and I really haven't seen anything on Margaret's plate that would make me want to vote for her, even if she was a Republican. So I thank you for not cutting my mic and listening to everything I have to say.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Robert. I'm glad I was able to give you 3 minutes and 26 seconds, so I appreciate that. And if anyone wants to call in and agree with that or disagree with that, please feel free. The number to call in is 813-239-9663. You can email dj@wmnf.org, or you can text 813-433-0885. We're listening to a debate between sitting Congressmember Vern Buchanan in the Sarasota, Manatee, Hillsborough area, and his Democratic challenger, Margaret Good. And you're welcome to call in with your thoughts, but we're going to continue with that debate right now. It's 12:52 in the afternoon. You're listening to 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa. This is Midpoint Monday. I'm Sean Canaan. Right now, we're going to hear about Social Security. Republican Congressmember Vern Buchanan and Democratic challenger Margaret Good were asked about Social Security. Let's hear their responses, and then we'll take some final phone calls.
As a member of Congress, what would you like your constituents to know about your support for Social Security now and as we move into the future? And what is your view on Social Security's continued financial viability?
Thank you, Mr. Clapsaddle. You know, this is one of the most senior districts in the country. I am proud to represent such a diverse constituency, but there's so many seniors in it, and we have got to protect Social Security. We have got to protect Medicare, because I know how vital it is, and it is something that we have all paid into, and we need to make sure that we can get that benefit when we retire. That is not how Mr. Buchanan sees it. He's voted to cut Social Security. He has voted to cut Medicare. That is not the kind of representation this district needs. This district needs somebody who understands the importance of Social Security and Medicare to seniors, and who will fight for it.
Thank you, Ms. Good.
I sit on the committee as a senior member of Ways and Means. We oversee Social Security and Medicare. I'm not up there because I need a job. She needs a job. I'm not up there. I'm up there to make a difference. And I can just tell you that the Medicare is viable till 2024. Social Security is viable until 2032. And we've got to find a way that Democrats and Republicans, we can work together to make these viable long term. I've done over 80 town halls and hundreds of other town halls, and I understand how sensitive this issue is to a lot of seniors, where all they have is their Social Security and their Medicare for one reason or another. And they're interested in the extra 1 or 2%. I can tell all the seniors that are listening here, I'm going to do everything I can to fight to make sure that's viable. I've been there for a while now. I'm in a good position to make sure it stays viable long term. She's interested in the left, socialized medicine. That's where she's at. She wants to do the idea of socialized medicine, which will bankrupt Medicare and Social Security. So all the money that people have paid into all their life, 30, 40 years, now they're 55, can't wait to be 65, and seniors at that, all of that's going to be put at risk because it costs $32 trillion. We're at $30 trillion in debt right now, and she's looking at, and the left, they want to basically take away Medicare and Social Security, and you say, take it away. They made it very clear. Bernie Sanders does not want this. And she can say, well, I'm not a part of that group. Yes, she is, because that's the way it works up there. It's a team effort. She's part of a group that basically is very progressive. They're going to do everything they can. You've got the president, Biden out front, but just behind them is Bernie Sanders and everybody else. She'll be a part of that team. They're going to gut Medicare, gut Social Security. They said they're going to eliminate Medicare. Bernie Sanders said he's going to eliminate Medicare, and she'll be right there with them.
And thank you, Mr. Buchanan. Ms. Good, you had a rebuttal.
Yes, thank you.
1 minute rebuttal.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure that I just said that I would protect Social Security and Medicare, so I don't appreciate Mr. Buchanan putting words into my mouth, especially because he's the one that actually has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare. I stand with the seniors, and I will work to protect them. I do not believe in Medicare for all. That is not where I am. And I have stood up to my party, and I have stood up to Republicans to make sure that the people that I serve get what they need. I believe that we need to strengthen the Affordable Care Act. I believe that we should consider a public option that people pay into. We need to make sure that these 2.7 million Floridians that don't have access to health care can get affordable health care. And you know there's more than that now after the coronavirus and all of the unemployment. This is a serious problem and deserves serious solutions, not a bunch of rhetoric from either side.
We'll give you 1 minute for a rebuttal, sir.
Yeah, let me just tell you, Bernie Sanders is running the party in the left over there. I see it every day, and she'll be very much fit in very well with them. She's part of the radical left. She said she's not, but I can tell you she will be, because they're going to put a lot of pressure on her if she ever got up there, which she won't. But they'll put a lot of pressure on her to try to vote with them and support them. And it's scary because seniors have worked all their life for their Medicare and their Social Security. I'm going to fight for the seniors. We're not going to put everybody on socialized medicine. That's what we're talking about. $33 trillion that we don't have. So again, I know what she says. I'm not for this and not for that. But once you get up there, you vote 95%, unfortunately, one way or the other, with the team. She knows that, and she's very partisan. Go back and look at her voting record up in Tallahassee. She's very partisan. She votes 95% of the team. If you don't, then tell me that, but I believe that you do. So again, for seniors, veterans, all their benefits are going to be at risk if Margaret gets to Washington.
Well, that's Republican Congressmember Vern Buchanan. He represents Florida's 16th Congressional District in Manatee, Sarasota, and Hillsborough counties. Before him, we heard his challenger, Democrat Margaret Good. You can watch more of this. It's going to be on our website later today, WMNF.org. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's try to squeeze in a phone call or two. Hi, Doreen in Sarasota. What would you like to say? And if you can make it quick, that'd be excellent.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
My name is Dory, and I respectfully disagree with him. The gentleman from Sarasota that was a valet at the building that Vern probably lived in. I applied for a job there too, but I think my Democratic background probably called to that. I went to Vern Buchanan for a veteran issue. I was brought there by my father-in-law to watch him beg, which, by the way, is our right. That's what they're there for, is to work for us. I mean, it's not asking for a handout to ask someone that you put into office to do your job for you. And I have to say, it was a dismal failure. I mean, I did better off without him, and that's it. Thank you.
All right, Dory, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It looks like we're not going to get have time to go to Jim in Longboat Key. I'm really sorry. You can definitely leave me a voicemail if you'd like. Early in-person voting is still going on. It's getting pretty late to mail in your ballots. They have to be received by next Tuesday. The last day to vote or to drop off your mail ballots is next Tuesday, November 3rd. Thanks to Alvaro Montalegre for engineering the show, and thanks to Frank Knox for answering phones. I'm Sean Canaan. I'm the host of Midpoint Monday. Tomorrow at noon, your hero, Mark Bureau, will host Midpoint Tuesday. And I just want to remind you that earlier in the show, we heard from Gloria LaRiva, the presidential nominee for the Party for Socialism and Liberation. And then later in the show, we heard from two candidates for Congressional District 16 in the Manatee County, Sarasota County, and Hillsborough County areas, Vern Buchanan, the sitting congressmember and Republican, and his challenger, Democrat Margaret Good. Tomorrow at noon, your hero, Mark Bureau, will host Midpoint Tuesday. Stay tuned now for Latino 54. That's coming up after NPR headlines on WMNF Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Lakeland, and Brandon. Thanks so much for listening.